So we're here with Kate from SQL Server. Thanks for joining us, Kate.
Hello.
So what is it that you do?
I am the build operations lead for SQL Server. So I actually manage the entire build operations lab, and we run the builds, all of the builds for SQL Server and some components.
Okay, so what's that really all about? So what's your job entail, and what's your team do at
so
more detailed level?
We run, we actually make sure that everybody, all the components get their builds, and that they're happy with the results. They come out on time. See, you're making me shy.
That's okay.
That they come out on time, and that and that they are that when there's a break, that we actually make sure that it gets fixed.
Cool. So SQL Server is a huge product.
I've
done some build engineer stuff on small products, and they're complicated in their own right. So what's it like to try and manage operations for something that's such a complex beast?
It's challenging at times. It involves a lot of collaboration with a lot of partners, both in this on this continent and also in China, because we also have a sister team in China. And so we do 18x7 in this lab, and we need to make sure that we communicate really, really well what's coming up, what the priorities are, and that we actually execute.
Right.
That's the hardest part, is the execution, but that's what we're good at.
Cool. So what are some of the accomplishments with SQL Server 2008 that you're most proud of your team for?
Wow, lots of them. We actually moved Katmai to SES, and so that was totally new to the builds in the past.
So that's the new engineering process, SQL engineering system?
Mm-hmm. And that allowed us to actually create more builds. We used to do Yukon builds, and those took days, and you had to, if you had to check in from your component, you had to build the entire product. With SES, you were able to build your little component and then RA it back into the main lines and build those as well as a coherent product.
So on your team, what sort of roles of people work on your team, like build engineers, or who works on your team?
I have build engineers, several levels of qualifications, and I have a series of CSGs. Who are also helping. They monitor the builds. They are frontline.
Okay. What is that? CSG?
CSG, and they're contingent staff.
Okay.
We call them build commanders.
Build commanders.
They are build commanders. They're frontline people. They actually monitor all the builds. They communicate to the customers. And then when a build break is misunderstood or something happens that is not quite normal, the builders get involved.
Okay.
And then we have even, a tier three, which is a set of developers, people who actually write build code to do new features and things like that.
So, say, build engineers, what is it you look for a build engineer on your team to be successful, and what sort of people are you looking for?
I think build engineers are a different kind of breed. They have to be jacks of all trade. What we do covers so much of the product. It covers setup and optimization and publishing and look and all of these things. So you have to know a little bit about all of these components and be able to make them sort of fit together. So when you're interacting with your customers, you have to be able to talk a little bit about all these components and know where to go to get the rest of the information. So jacks of all trades.
Sure. So SQL Server 2008 out the door as of 2 days ago. Feel good to have that off the plate and get a little chance to relax a little bit here?
That was very cool.
Great.
When BJ announced it, when she put her signature there at the bottom of that
the document sign ship
off
room.
Document
yeah.
there, it was like, oh my God, it's really happening.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot of scares. It was like, yes, we're doing it. No.
Right.
Eventually, we did it.
And then your team probably feels a lot of that demand of some of the last-minute pushes, and we were talking to Drew and Vu, and they pulled some late nights last couple months here. So
yeah, Drew had some hard work coming his way. And he just joined the team recently, so immediately I got the youngest, the newest member of the team, and I tossed him to the RTM monsters.
Nice.
And he did well. He did very well. He published that build, and well done.
Yeah, great.
Very happy.
Well, congratulations, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.